FRY Mobile.
DJC, N4DJC, N0TR, T, W2T, N0TR,
T2T.
Rusty, well, I suppose you got all your work done. We are headed to the Little Rebel to get some mass consumables.
Put salsa ritas on my way home and picked up a bowl of their stuff, good stuff to take home and eat at lunch. So I've already eaten lunch.
Sounds like good old Mexican food.
They're nice bowls with chicken in it, and rice, and beans, and cheese, and salsa. You know, some of the good things, all the good things.
It sounds as far uptown as you can get, by golly. Well, it's a beautiful day, but oh, that wind is nasty out here. I think it was 17. They forecasted up around 30 today.
Hoping to get out there and shoot a line up and move one corner of my antenna. But that wind out there was a little bit much, and I wasn't quite ready to try shooting. I've got the rings to mount the reel on the side of the. On the side of the shooter, but I don't have any heavier line, so I don't know what that line is on that reel. And you couldn't remember it.
I don't know who that was, Rusty. No call sign. But I don't know. I think it was I'm gonna say about 15-pound line. If there's another station, go ahead.
Another comment.
I think it was around 15, Rusty, but I hadn't used that reel in a while. I bought that bigger pin reel, and I like it real well. It costs too much, but I like it well. I think it was $79.
That's a little much for a reel just to shoot things into the air.
Get it easily. When things don't work. And I wanted a little heavier line. Do not buy the braided line, spider wire, stuff like that. First, it works fine at first, but if you get a little bit of nick in it, it'll break real easily. And it's a lot stronger than the normal monofilm it is per given size. But it didn't last at all. I tried that. I went 50-pound test. It's about the same size as a much smaller line in braided. And I thought, well, that'll be great. Well, no, it ain't. If you break it, you break it. I'd say with that reel, no more than 15. And you're probably better off if you do buy a higher quality line. But and that has pros and cons, too. And then when you store it where there isn't a lot of light on it from the outside or something. It's kind of susceptible to, the sun, ultraviolet, I should say.
Stored in the house anyway, and it's in back here in the back room where my radios and computers are. So it would be out, and it would be stored out in the sun anyhow. And yeah, I'm going to look at something. I'm just going to try. I don't like that line, type of line you're talking about anyway. I've never bought any. Well, I used to buy some of that stuff, and it got to be more trouble than it was worth, so I quit buying it and took what I had on my reel off and got me something else, you know?
It's pricey, but all of them are anymore. I just use cheap line on this reel that I got, and then that way if I break it or something, well, it's cheap to replace. And when you're spooling that, I take a pencil and put the line out in front of me. Have the line, as you rotate the bale on the reel going in the same direction as it is coming off the spool. In other words, if the reel turns counterclockwise, have it coming off counterclockwise to put it on there, and you'll get less knotting in that, Rusty.
Yeah, my father-in-law taught me about that. He was an avid fisherman, and he taught me about that, about doing it that way to make sure that everything was going in the proper direction when you put a new line on, and you have a whole lot less trouble than you would if you just randomly try to put it on somehow.
Well, we're at the big intersection here at the Little Rebel, so I better let you go. I just want to see if you were out there. I haven't heard Jerry in a while, and kind of concerns me because he had some problems over these cells here a while back. Take care, Rusty. W2T and 0TR73.
Okay, I'll probably be right here when you get through. Just give me a holler. W2T.
W4DJW Mobile.
DJWKF4NXY.
How are you doing?
Just messing around the house. Got about four or five projects messing with. Coming back in the house from time to time to get warm.
I ran to the post office and stopped by the grocery store on the way back home. And I didn't have anything but a t-shirt on. Well, you know, I had my pants and all that stuff. But I didn't have any warm jacket or anything. I decided, yeah, it's worth the trip back upstairs to get a jacket. So now I got a jacket on going out because I didn't know how cold it was. My temperature gauge says 53. Is that right?
That's about what it is, but that wind out there is what's going to cut through you.
I was Johnny for a field day, and he was talking about putting up a tarp on one side of the fire, on the wind side of the fire, so that it doesn't get fanned by that cold air. And then the people can line up on the inside of it if you're cold, of a tarp, you know, that is tied down to the ground with a rope up where it's on the ground and tied across the top with a rope going between two trees. Because you're right, that cold air, it doesn't take much of a breeze when it's cool out like that for that cold air to really cut.
I pulled a map from my house up to the site, and if I'm looking at it correctly, there's a kind of a brick mailbox right there at it.
Yeah, you're right. There is a mailbox on the opposite side of the road. So when you're coming around that 90-degree turn in Mush Creek, you go two driveways down to the left, and you go up the hill. That mailbox you're talking about is on the right, and if you turned into that driveway where it is, you'd be going down the hill.
Yeah, kind of the way it looked. That's the thing with Google and a lot of that stuff. You know, it's not going right on the money. It's, a few yards off of exactly what you want to look at.
Still has field day signs. I know we have Hamfest signs, but I don't know if we've got field day signs that he can put out. But there will be a lot of activity when you go up that road. It's a narrow driveway that goes, it looks like it's just going off into the woods until you get up the driveway, and then you can see. Then once you get up to the top, you'll be able to see all the cars and trucks and the fire and the people and all that stuff. But when you first turn off the road and you start going up the hill, it's an asphalt paved driveway. And I think there's like some school buses on the right. If you go past some school buses when you're going up the driveway, you'll know you're on the right road.
Well, that sounds good. I'll plan on seeing y'all then.
That's good. I hope the weather's decent for it. We did a look ahead for like 4 days, 2 days before and the 2 days of, and it looked pretty decent. There wasn't any chance of rain, and the wind wasn't terribly bad. So hopefully the weatherman will have gotten it right. I hope to see you there. You and Miss Marie. Is she planning on coming too?
I don't know if she's going to be coming or not. She might have something else that she's got you know, scheduled, but hopefully she can come.
I headed off to Raleigh. I was going to go with her to her daughter's house, but we didn't know till after I had already committed to the field day when it would be a good time for them for us to come. So she's going to go. Mine's going to go to Raleigh by herself. She gave me a guilt trip, saying, "I hope I don't have a flat tire on my way there." That's not going to happen.
Not, probably not. But we're doing a little, doing some work here at the house, redoing a couple of roofs, and kind of keeping an eye on the guy doing it. You know, Casey falls, somebody needs to be here. Call 911.
At it. You don't want him falling at all, but if he does fall, somebody needs to be there.
Well, I probably need to step outside and check on him again, but just wanted to shout at you. I heard you in there, and you have a good afternoon, and stay as warm as you can. I'll talk at you a little later. KF4NXY.
All right, David. I hope to see you Saturday. KF4NXY, W4DJW Mobile. W4DJW Mobile.